the EPA released their updated RFS standards today. Talk to me a little bit about your thoughts on it and what this means for Indiana corn farmers.
Well, it wasn't all bad news. The numbers are an improvement from the original proposal back in late 2013. However, the fact is that the EPA still chooses not to adapt the statutory requirements, which would have required 15 billion gallons of corn-based ethanol in 2016. Instead, they've proposed 14.5 billion gallons. And, you know, the fact is that the industry will produce the 15 billion gallons in the coming year. We have the capacity, and we've shown that we can meet that requirement. However, the EPA still chooses to protect the blend wall for big oil. Given the president's commitment to climate, enacting some kind of a program to protect us from climate change, you know, one of the surest ways to get us there was by following the statutory requirements set forth in the Renewable Fuel Standard. And, you know, it's puzzling that the administration, on the one hand, has had the USDA give us $100 million for flex fuel infrastructure, but at the same time reduces the requirements set forth in the RFS.
Do you feel like this is a small step forward, maybe standing in place with the announcement today?
It certainly is a step forward. I think there were some people surprised that they did not think that we would see the increase that was included in this announcement. However, what concerns us is the way that the EPA has arrived at the numbers as opposed to the numbers themselves.
And really, support from Indiana has been huge. I mean, there was a big push this summer. You guys worked with consumers and farmers alike. How does that all play into how EPA came to the decision and how all that comes into today's announcement?
Certainly, the response from the ag sector, in not only in Indiana but across the country, and from consumers, from military veterans, I'm certain that played a role in the EPA rethinking their original proposal and coming up with much better numbers. They're still not what we would have liked to have seen, but the phone calls and the letters and the cards certainly influenced the EPA's thinking.
Do you anticipate any pushback from the renewable fuels industry, any contention about the numbers?
Well, it's too soon to say. Certainly there will be discussions regarding the numbers. I would suspect that this was a decision that probably leaves neither side real happy. Certainly big oil is not going to be happy with these numbers. And the corn industry would have liked to have seen the 15 billion gallons as originally established in the RFS. But it's too soon to say where we go from here.